Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates wrote an article this week in the Chinese state-run People's Daily. In it, he called on China's wealthy elite to donate more to the poor. Gates said he's confident that investing in the poor will bring rewards, calling it an exciting a success in business and more rewarding, he says. Gates, who co-chairs the $40 billion Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which operates in more than 100 countries, said if we help the poor to rid themselves of illnesses and problems, the entire world can achieve sustainable development. The Arun Research Institute's 2014 Global Rich List includes 358 billionaires in China, second only to the United States. Meantime, the 2013 World Charity Ranking of 135 countries listed China as 133rd in the percentage of people who donate money or volunteer or help a stranger. However, China ranked first in the number of people, 373 million, who helped a stranger in any given month. And at least one major Chinese company, internet firm Alibaba, announced on Friday it has set up a charitable trust that could be worth $3 billion. Co-founders Jack Ma and Zhou Cai say the trust will be funded by share options they own, representing about 2% of the company's equity. Trust is being set up as Alibaba prepares for a highly anticipated initial public offering, or an IPO, that some analysts say could value the company at more than $150 billion. David Zweig is director of the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology Center on China's Transnational Relations. Speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty, he said he was surprised the People's Daily allowed Gates to write his appeal.
Philanthropy really is a societal movement. And so on the one hand, you would think that CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, would not be so keen in encouraging individuals to get involved in this kind of stuff. But poverty alleviation is a really big issue in China. The state has done quite well on it. You know, it's taken, what, I don't know, maybe 500 million people out of poverty. But it feels that it's time for this new rich class that's emerged to start to make serious donations. And so, you know, whether they approach Bill Gates himself or he volunteered to do it, I think it's a good thing.
He says China has many successful entrepreneurs and business people. I hope that more people of insight will put their talents to work to improve the lives of poor people in China. The timing of this is interesting given that the founders of Alibaba announced last Friday they're setting up a charitable trust that could be valued up to $3 billion.
Well, one of the things that's interesting when you think about the China case is I just came back from India. And in India, I was interviewing returned entrepreneurs, people who had come back from overseas. And just about everybody I interviewed in some ways was engaged in some kind of charitable action. They'd set up an NGO. They were working for an NGO. They really had a sense that they had to give something back to their country, but also knew that their country, India, didn't have a lot of money and wasn't putting a lot of money into poverty alleviation. Now, here in China, I think people for a long time have relied on the state to do all this stuff. And the state's been, as I said, pretty successful in poverty alleviation. But it's something that just individuals have not gotten very involved in. So this action by Alibaba, I think, is a great thing. There's a lot of people in, you know, there's a lot of rich people in China, friends of mine I know, too, who have sort of said, well, what am I going to do now? You know, I've made all this money. What should I do with it? And I think it's really important that they find this kind of activity.
Do you expect Alibaba's example to be followed in China?
Well, I think it sets a good example for other people. As I said, people in China who have made a lot of money are looking for some kind of contribution that they can make, especially if they came back from overseas. And they've seen, to a certain extent, what's gone on overseas in terms of the importance of philanthropy. They should be mobilizable for doing this. The first time we saw this kind of engagement by Chinese citizens was the Sichuan earthquake, when people drove from Shanghai, you know, with cars full of supplies, and they were driving, you know, four-wheel drive SUVs. These were rich people coming in to try and help the poor in the devastated areas. So that was really a time when civil society, as we like to call it, sort of really woke up. So it's been awake, but it hasn't been very active. And so hopefully they'll follow the way of Alibaba.
Zweig says in China, philanthropy occurs at the local level, the village level. He says there is a long tradition of investing in local schools, although there is no tradition of what he calls trans-regional investment in people who one who doesn't know, you don't know. He says it will be interesting to see how Chinese respond to the Alibaba challenge.